Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and welcome to it. This is Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. These segments are sponsored by Klaus Financial. I am your host, Michael Coolidge, and joining us in studio this week, Malia Cuevas, and a special guest, the founder of Klaus Financial, Craig Klaus. Craig and Malia, welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Yes. Hope you guys had a great weekend and are enjoying this beautiful weather.
Yeah, Illinois weather's always like this, right?
Oh, well, it's wonderful now, anyways.
We know that, we're right on the cusp of summertime. Spring's over. People are looking forward to the wonderful summer, hopefully, that's coming our way. And if you're looking further than this summer into your retirement situation, Klaus Financial can help. We are going to ask our Klaus Quiz question of the week later in the show, and the winner this week can win a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. We're also going to take calls if anyone has any questions during the show at 815-398-9765. That's 815-398-9765. I know that Klaus Financial has been around for a while, and I know that when we discuss retirement planning, you're looking at many other areas other than just numbers. Can you guys give us an idea of what other areas are important?
Absolutely, Mike. First thing I wanted to recognize is thank you very much on programs like this, even talking about the Lord. The Lord's in charge of our finances in this country and even the blessings on this country. So
absolutely.
Very, very good. We have been in business 40 years now, and we're really excited about that. We enjoy the work that we do, and we like seeing people successfully retire. But for those people that are retiring, probably in the next 5 to 10 years, one of the major items they need to take into consideration versus their finances would be their health situation. A lot of guys right now, because they feel they're not quite there, will end up trying to work harder and harder and harder and work, 25, 35, 40 years. They've got to evaluate whether their health is going to hang in there that long and keep track of that. The last thing you want to do is work a long time at one job and find out all of a sudden you've got a health issue and your retirement's gone. So generally, we recommend that they're money-making machines, and they are good as long as they slow themselves down. Give themselves time to take vacations, keep their priorities straight with their spouse and their family, and don't walk away from the fact that if the job's going to really get you depressed or you're getting pushed too hard, that you can turn around and actually say, I am going to retire. We suggest that they actually run some numbers before they do that to make certain that their numbers would match. But we generally recommend that they set some goals up for themselves. They might want to retire when they're 60 or 62 and get a program, a retirement income program in place, and actually run the program to make sure that based on what they think they're going to have, they're going to be able to do well in retirement.
And I understand you should have goals of what you each want to do in retirement. Physically do, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I kind of joke with them. I say, if you're not taking enough vacations, when you come in here and review, we're going to talk to you about that. even before retirement, if you're 5 years out from retirement and you've been there 30, 35 years, you need to be taking some extended vacation time. Slow down that money machine, being your body, and allow it to keep up, just as you would a vehicle if it's got a lot of miles on it. Baby that thing and slow it down a little bit, and it'll last longer, especially against any type of health issues that might be there.
And I think another important point is when spouses come in, we do a good job making sure that both parties are talking to each other and have an idea of what they want to do in retirement, because maybe the husband's thinking about fishing and the wife's thinking about gardening, and maybe they're not in the same locations, So these are important considerations well before retirement to kind of talk out.
As well as, in retirement, they're also going to be looking at, do I want to live next to the children that have moved to the East Coast or the West Coast or the mountains of Colorado or someplace? Initially, they may not want to jump to that because the kids may be moving 3 more times with jobs. But long term, obviously, family gets to be an important issue, and many people will try to do that.
Definitely.
So what kind of goals do you typically hear from people as they get closer to retirement?
I love listening to the different ideas people come up with. Sometimes I hear goals like, I want to visit every national park in the country, or I want to, travel to the South. I've never been to the South. Maybe I want to go international travel for once. But again, back to both spouses talking about what those goals are, the negative side of this, quite honestly, is we do see a lot of people as they enter retirement start talking about divorce. Mm. And that really confuses us, but the truth is they've been busy with their lives, raising their kids, and they haven't sat down and said, okay, what about our next chapter of our life? And so having these goals and making sure that you're maneuvering your goals together is really important, because Craig and I would sit here and say, why did we work so hard if in the end we couldn't enjoy it with our partner? You know, we want to make sure we're going down the same side of things.
Couldn't agree more.
So we want to make sure that people come up with some creative things to do. One person, I have a client who's visited every single baseball park in the country.
Nice.
And watched games at, you know. So I'm encouraged by that, too. Something maybe you never thought of doing, it's time to get that on your bucket list.
Yeah. You know, Mike, we talked to people about vacations and places they've gone. For the majority of the people that I come across that have been around quite a bit and have taken a lot of trips, just guess what one of their prime goals is, prime locations that they would like to go.
Grand Canyon?
Very close. It's actually Alaska.
Alaska.
And those that have been there, many times they go and say, well, I don't know if I'd like to go there. They will tell you that many times that was their best vacation. It is beautiful up there, and it's wonderful, and I'd recommend anybody giving it a try.
And this is not a travel show, but Craig wants to point out that Alaska is where you all should go.
Oh, it's wonderful up there.
That's one of our lists, frankly, my wife and I. Neither of us have been to Alaska, and we definitely want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know these are important to have these physical things to think about, trips to go on, hobbies that you might want to get into, but bottom line, dollars are important to retire, right? You need to be able to live off of something. Do you find a lot of people have simply a dollar goal? Like, for example, they want $1 million before they retire, saved up?
Certainly, they may say something like that. But once again, having some type of a program, they've got to recognize that $1 million drawing 4% against that portfolio would create about $40,000 a year in income. What other things do they have? Of course, their Social Security, maybe some pensions. And then we got to see if their debt's out there. Do they still have a mortgage payment and so forth? We need to evaluate that and come in and say, okay, are you going to be okay with your basic expenses being here? So they stipulate what their expenses are going to be, and then do they have actually enough money to pay for it? If not, we suggest, well, you could work a couple more years, along with taking your trips and vacations even while working, so that you don't, you know, blow a gasket or get a health issue in place.
Sure.
So we recommend that they you know, do that on a regular basis and keep reviewing it. One of the things I found is if people can see directly by numbers where they're going to be when they want to retire, if it's 60 or 62, they can usually accomplish that goal. There's an end goal. There's an end time. So if they're 55 and it's 60 or 62, they can make it to that because they can see the end and they know that they should be in good shape. If they don't have that in place and they don't know when that date, they're just kind of flying, you know, free there, they aren't going to be able to be as concise and happy, and the job's going to bother them more. So if you get your vacations in, you do things and relax and do a retirement analysis, do an income analysis, they're far better off and they're much more relaxed.
Bottom line is nobody wants to run out of money. That's what we hear our clients say. I just don't want to run out of money. But what Craig's trying to really emphasize this morning is if you set your goals out there first, then we can figure out how we can achieve those goals, what that number needs to look like to achieve your goals. So,
sure.
Rather have an arbitrary number that shows up on the cover of Money Magazine every month says the same thing. I've got to have X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. It's different from person to person. It really depends on what you want to make out of your retirement.
The other thing we kind of look at is if you retire when you're 60, if the Lord blesses them, they might have till 80, 20 years. And I ask them, I say, you know what? When's your best 10 years, the last 10 before 80 or the first 10? And they'll say, well, obviously the first 10. And I'll say, well, when are your best five? And they'll say the first five. And I say, what's the best year? And they'll say the first year. And I'll say, that's right. You've got to continue to say, I'm going to slow myself down. I'm not going to work more than 40 hours a week at the job. I'm going to make sure that I've got my finances in order and I can see light at the end of the tunnel because I know when that date should be.
This is Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Welcome back to Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. We're joined by Craig Kloss, the founder of Kloss Financial, and Malia Cuevas. Before the break, we were talking about the different goals we should think about having, both physical and monetary, and how we should maybe think about them as we approach or start getting ready for retirement. How important is it to have a certain amount saved up versus having our debt paid off prior to retirement?
Certainly. It is important to know how much we should have saved, and that's what we were trying to illustrate. But the debt issue is critical as well. We'll talk about that in a little bit as far as should you pay off your mortgage or not. But a couple weeks ago on the show, we talked about the fact that the average American who's 65 and heading towards retirement has only saved about $140,000 for that retirement. And that's what we need to look at. We need to look at, for each of us, how much of our pre-retirement income do we really think we're going to need based on those goals and really based on those expenses. And where do expenses come from? They come from debt. A lot of them come from the debt, not just the average living expenses per month. Financial experts estimate that the average person, not that anybody's average, of course, after it all nets out, we will actually need about 75 to 80% of our pre-retirement income. And that's really to sustain your standard of living after you retire. And so what I do hear people say is they go, well, when I retire, I won't be spending as much, or in retirement, I'm going to start spending more. And what I'm going to tell you, and I think Craig could attest to this as well, is we don't really see people change. In other words, if you've been frugal, you're probably going to be frugal into retirement. If you've been a spendthrift, just because you're retired doesn't mean you're going to stop spending money. So it's really important to recognize what are my costs, my expenses going to be, and how much money do I need to provide for that retirement. So what we like to take the complicated and make it simple on this show. And the complicated being, how much on a monthly basis am I going to need in retirement? So it's pretty simple as we look at Social Security income. Let's say your benefit's $1,500. Let's say that you have a pension, for those of you who still do have a pension coming to you, and that's $1,500. That gives you $3,000 a month, which is pretty close to what a couple needs to live every week, or I should say every month, just to cover their living expenses, about $3,000. So let's say you need $5,000 versus three, because you like to go out and travel and so forth. Well, we need to figure out how that $2,000 is going to be created, and that's going to come from your retirement income, quite honestly. And if you do retire early, like Craig was saying, we're talking 20 years, 25 years. So that'll be very important to be able to calculate that you actually have provided enough income to add to that monthly expense.
You know, that's a good point. One of the things we recognize, too, is people get 5 to 10 years out from retirement. They may not have been as frugal as they should have been, and their accounts aren't as high as what they should be. That's not the end of the world. You just need to sit down and see it now, if you're 5 or 10 years out, and say, what am I going to do between now and retirement? And maybe I'll extend my work a couple years longer because of that, watching my health in between. But then you can always say, I'm going to retire from that job because it's pushing me too hard, and I'm going to get a part-time job. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world. So what you need to do is just sit down, see what your options are, evaluate it, and then come back and find out whether you're comfortable with that or if you're going to have enough or I don't think you're going to want to work till you're 75 years old, so we back them off on that.
What about the fact that I hear more and more Americans head into retirement and they still carry mortgage debt? Is that a good idea?
The mortgage debt isn't a big bad factor. If they've got a huge mortgage debt, that we've got to justify the fact of whether they're going to be able to cover that or that's going to eat away at their, you know, principal or retirement account. So we do have to evaluate those things. If their mortgage is still real large and it appears, based on their income needs, they're not going to make it, they're going to have to make some decisions. And those are just good decisions to make now rather than finding out at 75 they are running out of money. So we just address those things. We talk about it up front. And you know what? To have a clear vision of what you can and can't do going into retirement, that is a pleasing feeling. And I've had it both sides where they got more than enough and maybe not quite enough. To know where you stand is a great, great thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a, I've got to think, I mean, my wife and I still have a mortgage that we're paying off, but we're, I think, getting close to the middle point of it or over the hump. And that peace of mind of not having a mortgage anymore, I'm looking forward to very much.
You know, one of the funny things is those that are normally frugal and successful and doing well in retirement, they don't keep house jumping. You know, when you start out and you got a starter home and then you jump to the next house, and then you're trying to keep up the Joneses, and before you know it, you've got yourself in over your head. So we just like to caution people about keeping doing that, because happiness doesn't come from, and success doesn't come from, if you've got a monstrous house that you can, if you can afford it, no problem, but otherwise if it's going to sink the ship long term, you've got to evaluate.
I personally would rather spend my money on vacations, like for going to, I don't know, Alaska.
Yeah, I think that's a better choice.
Boy, you're speaking my language now.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and ask the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Our listeners who call 815-877-8440, that's 815-877-8440, with the correct answer first, win a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. So the question of the week, the Kloss Quiz question of the week is, how much will the average person need of their pre-retirement income when they retire? Again, how much will the average person need of their pre-retirement income when they retire? 815-877-8440. First person to call that number with the correct answer wins a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. That's also the number, by the way, if you want to call and set up a free consultation with Kloss Financial. 815-877-8440. Craig Kloss and Malia Cuevas, is there anything else either of you would like to add before we say goodbye this week?
Well, I just think it is really important to be communicating to each other and sitting down with your financial advisor, making sure you do have this lined out. As Craig said, you know, we're probably going to spend more in our early 60s and 70s than we're going to spend in our 80s. So when we talk about drawing off your income, quite honestly, when we hit 80, we're pretty happy being at home and watching the grass grow. It's just the fact. So what we want to encourage here today is people to please watch out for your health. Watch out for those warning signs of, you know, too much stress. We'll talk to a couple and we'll say to the husband, are you stressed and overworking? And he'll say, no. And we ask the spouse and she'll say, definitely, he's going to have a heart attack at work. We don't want to see that happening. Take what Craig said to heart. He's been doing this for 40 years. Make sure you're taking care of yourself today so you can enjoy that retirement.
Craig, it was a pleasure having you for the first time in studio. I've met you before in person a number of times.
Oh, man.
And, we're so delighted. Thanks so much for creating this awesome company.
Hey, you're doing a good job, too, here on the radio station. So keep up the good work, Mike.
Thank you, Craig Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Again, listeners, 815-877-8440. If you have any questions at all about anything we've talked about, you can also go to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia and Craig, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.